Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the most exciting time. I am so thrilled. You have the opportunity, and you know what? I'm just going to dive right into this kind of stuff. I just am so excited. Dave Lindenbaum is literally like one of my dearest friends. One, because he's the most amazing dad and husband and just partner and friend. At the same time, he's worked with our coaching program, and he's helped our two Comic Club Live people. He's been involved at Funnel Hacking Live. He's spoken at stage. The most important part for me is he has the ability to help anybody understand these crazy technical things in a very simplified way where you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. So with all this, we're going to dive in and really talk a ton here about this whole conversion optimization, big fancy words. But with that, Dave, welcome. Let's dive in and have some fun here.
Hey man. Yeah. Definitely long time coming. I'm super excited. And I'm glad that we're sticking to one topic, because I know with us, it's going to go all over the place regardless. This will be the Jackson Pollock of podcasting interviews. But yeah, I think conversion rate optimization is a good way to start. And let's just start off by making it sound cooler. So I am today officially announcing conversion rate opti-sensation instead of optimization. Because why not?
Opti-sensation.
Conversion rate opti-sensation. Essentially what we're doing is we're trying to make more sales on our funnel using the same amount of traffic. So it's funnel math. And Russell talks about that all the time. If you've got 100 people coming to your sales page, one of them buys, that's a 1% conversion rate, sales conversion rate. And if two people buy from the same 100 people, that's a 2%. And this is a really fun topic because it's the way we improve our conversion rates is by testing hypotheses, which is a really hard word to pronounce, but it's basically educated guesses. And how we test them is great because ClickFunnels already has a native split testing right inside of the funnel builder. And what I love about this is it combines my love of the art and science of stuff. And so I have lots of wild ideas, but we want to ground it in reality, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how good your idea is. It matters what your market, what your audience, what your ideal customer thinks about them. And on one end of the spectrum, you just have somebody geeking out on data and not doing anything with that data. On the other side of the spectrum, you have somebody with ideas that sound good, but it actually doesn't move the needle in your business. So, yeah, I'm excited. And then also a great reason to be focused in this is Facebook ads, YouTube ads, any type of ads. Your time and effort is also costing you, obviously, your resources. All of these things are going up in our business. And so what if there was, rather than focusing on the traffic side of things, we focused on the conversion side of things? Because as I tell people, you look fantastic. That's what I usually tell people. And then what I tell them after that is, you don't really have a traffic problem. You have a conversion problem. And if we go down that rabbit hole, your conversion problem could be one of several things. It could be an audience message problem. It could be an offer problem. It could be a technical problem. Your site isn't loading fast enough. People can't find where the button to actually check out. And the way to solve those problems is to test it in a split test and let the audience decide. And it's kind of like finding free money, or it's not really free money. It's kind of like finding money that you already paid for. Because if you're spending $100 a day to send those 100 people to Facebook, I know people are listening like $100 for 100 people, like try like $100 for like 50 people or 20 people. That is money you already spent for buying someone's attention, so to speak. To experience your page. And if you could change a few things on your page, just changing a couple elements on your page, that literally could make a difference between being able to scale your business or not. It can make it makes everything else easier. We always talk about like the golden unicorn. I don't know if I just called it the golden unicorn, but we always talk about the golden leprechaun of being able to, as you know this, Dave, in the company of ClickFunnels, you guys were able to grow super fast because you were able to literally get paid to acquire customers, to get people into your world, which is what traditional big companies don't do, right? They usually have to borrow, beg, or steal money in order to do that. And you operate at a loss in the beginning, and make it up in the back end. So it just seems like people don't talk about this topic enough. And if they do, they don't go deep. Where should we dive in? Do you want me to, I could share kind of like good, better, best practices of conversion rate optimization. And then I could also follow some kind of like little loophole, some tactical things that could get some instant wins right away.
I think that sounds fantastic. It's so funny. I'm already writing down a ton of different notes here, everything from, funnel math and art and science and, overcome, conversion problems and how to get paid to acquire customers. I'm like, all these things matter. And so again, most important part here is please understand, as you guys who are listening to this, this is one of those podcasts you might actually want to take some notes. The great thing about working with Dave is he's got details here. And so let's kind of just dive into it and let's see how it goes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And awesome. So, just quick background, I've been an entrepreneur for now almost 20 years. I have my own, e-com businesses. And then I joined Inner Circle and met Russell and you and the gang, and my world really exploded. Started in selling, my knowledge following the blueprint. And then lucky enough, a couple of years ago to be the Audible coach in the lovely 2CCX program, where I got to literally look at hundreds, if not thousands, of people's funnels and landing pages and give ideas to improve conversion rates. And so depending on where you are in your business, if you're just launching an offer, or if you've had an offer for a really, really long time, and then maybe all of a sudden your ROAS is starting to go down because the cost of ads, cost of traffic are going up. What I'm about to share is a great place to start. So again, whether you're new, I love this. Like this first strategy is for only two people, left-handed and right-handed. If you're ambidextrous, get the heck out of here. This isn't for you. And it sounds so obvious, but it is asking your ideal customer what they want. Now, expert seekers and people talk about this, your avatar, right? Knowing their pains, their fears, their desires, their hopes. Most marketers that are listening to this podcast anyway, they're already above 90% of the curve because they never even take the time to think about who are they actually serving, who is their audience. But check this out. Nobody that I know personally asks those questions, one, by segmenting it, by only asking their ideal customers. So the way it was explained to me, there's a software called Hotjar, and we'll get into Hotjar in a second. It's a screen recording software, which allows you to kind of see how your customers or leads are interacting with your page. Now, it's funny because if I ask people if they have Hotjar installed on their site, and it's free, by the way, they have different plans, but it's free to use. When I was coaching, half of the people I asked actually had it installed. But then when I asked those people, okay, do you actually review the recordings? None of them. It's like recording the football game, but never, watching it and seeing and looking at the tape, so to speak, to improve it. And it's not fun. Another entrepreneur, that conversion rate expert, she calls it eating your vegetables. Like, you got to do it. Because how crazy is it? We're spending all this time and money and effort driving traffic to our page. And the only time we see our page is when we're building the page. We never actually see it from the user's point of view. And even when you go to test your page out, you're testing it as you, the person that obviously is so invested in your page that is put every ounce of their time and being into building this funnel and just saying it's going to be amazing. We never take the time to actually see how somebody else is experiencing it. So we'll get to Hotjar in a little bit later on, but Hotjar also has the ability to do surveys. And the founder of Hotjar explained it like this. He said, there's three people coming to your sales page. And he called it, you know, he used Star Wars references. So he said the Chewbaccas, the Stormtroopers, and the Princess Leias. And the Stormtroopers, they're confused. They're never going to buy. These guys are coming to your page, but they're never going to buy. They're window shopping. They're, for whatever reason, they just like to click stuff when they see ads or links or whatever, but they're never actually going to buy. And then you have the Princess Leias that are always going to buy. These are the people that are highly motivated. It doesn't matter if your page is horrible, as long as Jim Edwards calls it, you know, like sell water to somebody in the desert who's thirsty. It doesn't matter if it's $100. It doesn't matter if you can't find the green button to click. It doesn't matter if it's hard to type in your address. You're going to buy that water. And so those people are always going to buy. But then you got the Chewbaccas, and the Chewbaccas are the ones that are confused, right? They want to buy, but they don't have the information that they need on your page in the order that it's needed for them to make that decision. And so to recap, again, this is like a fun story to just say, some of the people are never going to buy that visit your page. Some of the people are always going to buy the visit your page. And then there's some people that sometimes they buy and sometimes they don't buy. And those are the ones that you want to optimize for. The worst thing in the world is for me to get advice from somebody who's not my ideal customer. And so imagine I had a page and I surveyed somebody before they bought and said, hey, what do you need to know about this page? And I'm answering all these questions. And it is very similar to qualifying a lead up. So I'm, you know, more, my businesses are more in the e-com and smaller ticket stuff. You know, imagine somebody doing a sales call, imagine an unqualified lead, right? Getting on the call and then spending all that time. And the worst would be like changing your script or changing your page based on that. Okay. So how do we segment? How do we get this? So you want to do a post-purchase survey, and you can set this up in Hotjar. It's free. And you want to ask only the people that purchased. And you could do this by asking them, it's called, you know, we used to do this in Amazon. If somebody, you know, in Amazon, I had a pretty big Amazon business, and to get reviews, there was a way to kind of like, you want to segment your list before you ask for the review. Cause you don't want to be like, hey, go here and get a review. And it's like, my package came broken and I hate you. Great. I'll leave a review. And they leave a 1-star review. And it's like, ah. And so there was a way to kind of segment. You'd send out an email first and say like, how was your experience? And basically they'd rate it. And if they rated it 1 to 3 stars on the email, you wouldn't send them to leave 1 to 3 stars on Amazon. You'd say, why? Like, why is this 1-3? How can we do better? What can we do? Because remember, this person purchased. And so you want to, they're the Wookiees. If somebody rated 4 or 5, awesome. Do you mind saying the same exact thing, just only on Amazon? Because those are the Princess Leias. And so you could do a post-purchase survey simply by saying, from a rating from 1 to 5, how was your experience today on this page? Or how was your purchase? How was your experience becoming a customer? And if they rate it 1 to 3, you send a follow-up question that's like, oh no, what was wrong? You know, what didn't you like? If they gave it a 4 or 5, yay, what did you like most? And this is helping you understand your ideal customer as it relates to the funnel, not just broad ideas. So I'm trying bringing it back to the point. Everybody who's doing it right is doing it, understanding their avatar, but not understanding how their avatar is consuming your funnel. And so you want to, because you're going to be like, oh, I know my avatar. I'm doing weight loss. So my person is a, you know, weight loss for women. They're 35 and 55. They got 2 kids. They want to lose 10 pounds. They have a wedding coming up or a big event. That's all great. But asking the person that bought their experience on the funnel that has all that information, and the person's like, what did you like most about it? I like most about your page that you offer a guarantee. Great. So the next time you do that split test, maybe you want to beef up your guarantee. Maybe you want to move your guarantee higher on the page. All of this is information that we're using to form our hypothesis, if you will, and not just guessing. So remember, setting up split tests is all about coming up with a hypothesis, something to test, and then testing it. But by asking your ideal customer feedback on the funnel, you're not starting from scratch. You're not just throwing things against the wall and hoping they stick. You're actually making real changes to your funnel as it relates to your funnel, as it relates to your ideal customer, not just the stormtroopers that it will never buy. You're trying to find these Princess Leia's and these Chewbacca's. And more importantly, the Chewbacca's, most likely if they purchased, but they were still not the best experience, they're going to rate it from 1 to 3. And that question is, what didn't you like? Oh, no, sorry. What didn't you like? I couldn't, going back to the weight loss example, a fitness program, I have high cholesterol. I'm not sure if this is for me. Great. Let's add that to our frequently asked questions. Let's write in a little copy. Even if you are haven't exercised or a doctor told you you have high cholesterol. And this way, it's not so much just changing the headline. It's not so much just changing an image. It's not so much just changing a call to action button. We're changing the thought sequences. And we're trying to answer questions on that page as it's arising in that user. And then finally, the ultimate question that you could ask everybody is, what made you nearly not purchase today? And so all of these questions, now, again, depending on how much traffic you're getting, you might not have a bunch of responses because this is the bottom of the funnel. You know, 100 people come in, only one person purchase, you're only going to get one response. And that's assuming 100% of people respond. But what you could do is you could also set this up in your email follow-up. So once somebody purchases, not only do you have it on the last page in your funnel, but in the email, hey, great, so excited you're joining this course. Hey, real quick, you know, do you want to fill out this survey? We'll enter to win a $50 Amazon gift card. And this is super critical because you're getting real information from your users. So, yeah.
I love that. I think that's the part that most people, they start taking the advice from the wrong people. I remember Russ and I have had this conversation to everyone, and that is the person who matters most are the buyers. Everyone's got an opinion beforehand. Oh, yeah, I got this. Well, did you spend any money? No. Well, if you're not willing to invest, then you're probably, your opinion doesn't mean as much. And so I'd much rather find a person who buys it and rates it at a 1, 2, or 3 to then find out what's wrong. How do we fix it? Obviously what we want are all 4s and 5s, but I think the biggest problem people have is they just forget that everybody wants to listen to other people. They want opinions and stuff, but you start taking the wrong people's opinion, you will find that there's no results. There's no return on your investment. There's no ability to really scale and grow if you're just listening to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And the interesting thing is asking, people on a shopping cart abandonment, the people that didn't buy, asking them why they didn't buy is also great. But remember, you're going to get a mix of people there. You're going to get people that will never buy. And so starting with your most ideal customer, the people that did buy, regardless or not that whether they had a good experience or not good experience, because both of those things are valuable. Good experience, you want to know what was good. Bad experience, you want to know what was bad. So then you could go and fix it. So once you have that information, then you start to express it. Then you form your hypothesis, right? So I'll give you a real example. In one of the businesses that I'm involved in is an e-commerce brand called Wisdom of the Womb. It's fertility teas, actually for women. It's kind of full circle because my first business was Get Kombucha, which was teas for brewing and making your own kombucha. So I'm pretty experienced in the tea world. And one of the questions that we got, which we took for granted, it's crazy, is when we asked our customers, you know, what questions they had, how do I make the tea? And this is such a clear example of blindsided, because we know if you just did an avatar, the thing, okay, we are targeting women who want children and are having a problem becoming pregnant, right? And fertile and carrying, like that, we've done that since day one. And so you tell the entrepreneur, like, oh, I already know my avatar. Yes, you know your avatar as it relates to your audience, but you don't know your avatar as it relates to your funnel. And we all assume people know how to make tea, but that was the number one question, how it works. And so, and so with that information, then a proper split test would be either adding, removing, or changing. So the ARC method, taking your page, and you can do it so easy in ClickFunnels. You just duplicate the page. It makes it so easy. You click, I want to do a split test, and then a different template, or duplicate, and then you either add something to that page, remove something to that page, or change something to that page. And I would start with changing, because if you keep adding things, then you don't know if there's the length of the page. But if you change something on that page, either swap out a section or change the copy to that section to accommodate people who wanted to know how to make the tea. And how that gets expressed, it could be on the FAQ, it could be in an image, right? Use in three easy steps and you just show the three pictures. It could be a video, it could be in the headline. That is where the split tests come in. But what you should never have to guess what to split test. And that's the big thing I want to drive home. And so if you're not doing split testing in ClickFunnels, start doing split testing, because even if you're just making stuff up, at least you could see what the results are and turn things on and off. If you are doing split testing, start coming up with ideas based on not what you think and not what people think, but what your customers think as it relates to their experience on that funnel. And you'll go a long way.
Man. Yeah. I love that. Oh, I think the hardest part for me is I literally could talk to you for hours.
I know. That's the easy part for me.
I know. So
it's way more fun talking to you than doing this is like the fun part of my day.
So as we look, get close to here, kind of wrapping things up here, how would people find out more about you? Where would you send them?
Yeah. So it's funny. So as much as I love to see that framework and methodology, there are really like quick, easy things you could do to your page to just get quick wins. I have a whole loopholes brand. And so I did a quadruples on four tactical things you could do to your page, even before setting all this stuff up to get quick wins, like setting up the right order bump, like using some persuasion and copy of pre-framing offers and things like that. So there are four checkout page loopholes. It's called quadruples. I did a live workshop on this, and then you can get the recordings. If you go to www.yeahbabe, that's yeahbebe.com/split SPLIT-quadruples. And quadruples is spelled quadruples. I pretty much wanted to make it so hard for people to get this information, Dave, that they would have to really, really want it. Because then I'll know that my conversion rates will be much higher, because we're trying to qualify buyers here. So if you have a checkout page and you want to make more in sales, we have a case study. We actually helped Jim Edwards make 400% more in sales on his checkout page by changing one element on his checkout page, four times more in sales, the same traffic. And so you could also get that learning in the workshop as well.
So Rio, one more time for people.
Nope, I'm not going to. They're going to have to rewind it and hit it and do half speed. Okay, here we go. It is www.yeahbabe, that's yeahbebe.com/split SPLIT-quadruples quadruples.
I love it.
I feel like it should be free just if you could actually could make it on that page. That was a tongue twister. There's definitely a lot more stuff you could do, but having a framework of how to survey your ideal customers along with this quadruples workshop, which is more like the fun stuff, which I love to do. There's no reason why entrepreneurs can't see an increase in their profits and their sales dramatically without having to pay for more traffic.
Dave, again, I can speak hours and days with you. I love the friendship here is priceless to me, but I think the most exciting thing for everyone who's listening to this right now is just this amazing, the whole conversion optimization, understanding that the stuff that you're really working on, it actually has a massive, massive impact. Again, Jim Edwards, one little tiny thing. 400, I mean, those are the things that matter. So again, highly recommend you guys rewind this, get the code that he just talked about. Make sure you go there. And I think anything else, Dave, you want to share before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I want to share two quick things. They'll both take about 3 hours. The big thing I would say is that just remember on your page, people are consuming your page and they're constantly, it's a constant battle between motivation and friction, right? And so as our world inside of ClickFunnels, what I've seen in our community and what I've done in the last 20 years, you know, following the Dan Kennedy stuff is we're very focused on increasing motivation, value stacks, scarcity and urgency. These are all things incentivizing. These are all things that increase motivation. What I think the blind spot is in our whole industry, actually, which sucks because the motivation is the fun part, is reducing friction. And so actually the Jim Edwards success was not something that we added on the page, but something that we removed on the page to reduce friction. So when you're looking at your funnels tonight, you know, tucking your kids to sleep, drinking some hot cocoa, look at your page and saying, how can I reduce friction on this page? Because by reducing friction, you're also increasing motivation. The second quick thing I want to say is it's so nice to just see you physically and get to catch up on you or with you. And you've been I'd be silly not to use this time to just say you've just been such a class act and an inspiration to me, Dave. And I just appreciate who you are, who you were even before this year, and who you are today. And I admire you, and I just love you, bud.
It goes both ways, my dear friend. Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you for your time. And most importantly, thank you for your friendship, bud. Take care. Tell your family, said hi, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye for now.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.